the secret papers of 30 years coming out has actually said that there was illegal dumping of radioactive and toxic waste at the Camore plant. And that is much as we know.
Do we know where the waste come from?
Well, they're saying it was hospital waste, but we don't really know either because we have no details of it. The website, you don't get the full details off the papers on the website. You have to apply for them and then read. Now, tomorrow's meeting, we'll have the papers and we will have everything up above board tomorrow. Know exactly what has been dumped there. Know exactly if it was harmful or if it wasn't harmful. We should know tomorrow the full details and then move on from there.
I mean, obviously people are going to, look at the Colmore area, perhaps look at any trends medically and see if there's a connection, you'd imagine.
Well, of course. Well, a landfill site has been closed there for a number of years and it's been treated and it has been, the gases have been taken out of it and hopefully in the future it will be used for renewable energy for the people in that area. There's also a development of a play facilities for children, a play park, environmental projects, and hopefully a community centre for the greater Camore area. And all of that there is in the next couple of years. So hopefully we'll get the details of what actually is if anything harmful there or not tomorrow.
I mean, is it still? I know these are questions that the meeting is looking to address, but I mean, how much of it is it still there?
We don't know. We don't know how harmful it would have been. We don't know what it was. They suggest it was hospital waste, like iodine and stuff like that. But we don't know for sure. We will hopefully be told tomorrow, and we move it on from there. And if it's not, we're not satisfied tomorrow, we will ask for an independent inquiry into the whole aspect of what happened there.
And if there was one instance in Colmore, you'd have to ask, maybe not necessarily in that area, but across Northern Ireland, how often was this happening?
Well, you see, this is the thing. If you're talking about the 77, the 83, the health and safety aspects of the environmental agency in the north, or anywhere in Ireland, wouldn't have been what it is today. I mean, you could not get away with that today with the health and safety regulations, but in those days, the situation was different. But hopefully tomorrow, we will move on tomorrow and get the details of what actually happened there.